Well, Jake Paulson, let's start. Let's look back the first three games. You've started each of those three games. It's 3-0, so not a lot better than that, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, we're happy to be 3-0, and we're going to keep on doing everything in our power to keep on winning games, no matter how it comes by. We're going to do what we got to do.
How much of a help is it when you guys have now in all three of those games come from behind in the fourth quarter, knowing that, hey, let's face it, a lot of these games in the Big Ten are going to be close games too, that's a situation now you've been through, you're battle tested?
I mean, it just shows us that with our team that we can get through anything, that we can go through. We've been through it all, we can go through it all, and that we're a tough-minded team. A lot of teams, when things don't go their way, they get down. But as Coach Fleck always talks about, is your response. And this team has one of the best responses I've ever seen, to where things don't go our way, we just look to that next play, and we just keep on doing what we got to do to come back in that game, whether it be we're down or we got to score a last-second touchdown or, you know, the last couple games that we've had.
Let's talk about the tight end position. Obviously, if you're a wide receiver, most of the time you're just catching passes. Tight end, you hope to catch a few passes, but you also have a lot of blocking responsibilities. What's the balance like that, like, say, throughout the week, working on pass catching and then also working on blocking and knowing that if you want to play, you got to probably do both of them pretty well?
Yes, sir. In this offense, tight ends need to block. When you go in the Big Ten, you run the ball. There's no secret about it. It's hard-nosed physical football. And so when you prepare, you have to prepare to block every single play if you have to. Because if we're winning, like you saw in years past, we're going to run the ball every single time. We're going to run until you physically cannot stop us anymore. And so on, I would say probably throughout the week, Tuesdays is mostly our bang day. That's where full pads, we're hitting, we're going. And then Wednesday's more of working on our passes and pass catching and route running and stuff like that. But you have to have a good mixture if you want to be able to play.
Now, you're from Louisville, Kentucky, not that far from West Lafayette. I suppose you're a little closer than home for this weekend than you would be playing here. Will you have some family and friends make the trek up and watch you?
Yes, sir. We have a good group of people coming from Louisville because it's about 2.5-3 hours. And so we have a good group coming to come and watch, and just because a lot of times they can't come all the way up to Minneapolis, which is 12 hours away. And so this is a good place for them to be able to just hop in their car, drive up for the day, and then come back.
You have to hit up some teammates for some of those tickets.
Oh, yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do.
Very good. Now, I want to also ask you a little bit about your trek here. There was a moment, I think, in your recruitment that you might have been at a different Big Ten school, and then things changed and veered this way. Kind of talk us through the route from Louisville to Minneapolis.
So I was actually committed to WKU and Jeff Brohm. My junior year, I want to say, I was committed to him, and things just didn't work out between us. And so when I came on my visit here, and I absolutely loved it, fell in love with the place. And when he was at Purdue, he also he recruited me, and he was like, because he got the job late, and he was like, you can come play, but I mean, I there was no way I was leaving this place. I absolutely loved it. So I came here and I stayed. Now I get to play him every year.
Will there be a little extra motivation this weekend?
I wouldn't say that, but it's definitely nice to play him and all the coaches that I know and everything like that.
What do you see from them? What will you guys on offense have to watch and keep an eye on their defense?
They're a very good defense. They're a very base defense. They do what they do, and they're very good at it. They have really smart linebackers, and so they might not be the biggest, the most physical, but they can beat you left and right, and they know how to do that. And so, and they change up their defense a lot too. So you have to be aware of the different defenses that they'll come out in, the different sets, so that you can look up and see, okay, this is what I have to do on this play, but it's going to be different than next. And so it can confuse you, but if you know what to do, then it shouldn't be a problem for the offense.
Big Ten opener. I know you're excited about it. Go get them.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.